Now we have a guest in studio with us. Welcome, Camilo Marquez, who is a volunteer with the nonprofit BARC. BARC is an Oregon watchdog organization dedicated to protecting, preserving, and transforming Mount Hood National Forest. Their work has helped shape numerous timber sales in the area while advocating for the wilderness and the public's right to access it. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's just jump right in. Speaking of timber sales in Mount Hood National Forest, BARC is working on a new 2,700-acre logging proposal, the Zigzag Timber Sale.
Working against it.
Thank you for that correction. So the public comment period is open until February 12th. So tell us, what is this timber sale and why is BARC interested in it?
Well, a timber sale, exactly as it indicates, is a sale of trees logged on public land. You know, the Mount Hood Forest has a plan, a governing plan that's established by the U.S. Forest Service. This plan is now 30 years old. It should have been revised 15 years ago. And part of the plan includes logging. Actually, logging on public land is the main purpose of the U.S. Forest Service's plans for the area. And what we are concerned about is that the plan does not take into consideration the current distress that we're facing over the ecology due to climate change. As you know, logging degrades the forest, and that results in damage to the ecology. For example, when clear cuts occur and there's a lot of rain and runoff, it goes into the streams, it creates turbidity that interferes with the salmon habitat. Logging of trees also interferes with the shade that the salmon require in order to keep the rivers cool for them. So we are very concerned about this, and it's happening in an area which has not been logged in over 20 years. And in that period of time, there's been great progress, and we have to give the U.S. Forest Service and Mount Hood credit for this, in creating significant restoration. We've seen really significant improvement in the salmon that are flowing in those streams that would be affected by this timber sale. So we're concerned that this sale does not recognize the significant value of forests in functioning as a sequestration of carbon. We're now in a period where we have to recognize the contribution of forests to dealing with climate change. And Oregon happens to be a significant contributor to the amount of sequestration that occurs. There's, I think it's one of the 10 largest areas in the Forest Service regarding the ability to sequester carbon. So we need to update the plan in order to take this into consideration and make sure that it improves the protection of water that the forest provides, and to safeguard recreation areas. The Zigzag Timber Sale is going to occur in an area along the corridor of Route 26 where there is a lot of recreational activity, camping, biking, hiking, skiing. So we really need to ask the community that's going to be impacted by this to be aware and to get involved. And you asked about what we can do, and we have an opportunity to make comments to the U.S. Forest Service that we have significant concerns about that. Hello, Tara.
Hello.
Yeah, we're joined now also by Tara from BARC. So we got two people in studio at this point talking about Zigzag Timber. So I'm curious, Camilo and Tara, you can jump in too. So there's a public comment. What are you hoping to galvanize the public to do? Are you wanting people to show up and voice their support, or are there other ways that people can join you guys?
Right now, the very best way is to submit comments. The comment period is open for just a few more days. I believe it ends on the 12th. And there's a lot of easy ways to do that. If you go to the bark-out.org website, you can find sample comments that you can borrow from to construct your own comments and also where to send them. We're encouraging people to say things like, this is a big recreation area. We want it to be preserved for that. Or we recognize the value of carbon sequestration for these trees, and we'd like these trees to be saved for their climate mitigation potential. So submitting comments is a really big way. We also have opportunities for people to go out to this part of the forest and ground truth, where we survey the potential areas to see if there are any reason why we need to protect a specific area.
So on BARC's website, I saw something really interesting. It says the forests are public, meaning they belong to us all, which is something I think a lot of people forget, that it's all of our responsibility. Can you both talk a little bit about that and about the Free Mount Hood campaign?
Well, there's a point that I want to make. As I said before, the rules of the Forest Service allow for timber sales. And the impact of the timber sales in terms of contribution to the economy is really minimal compared to what recreation offers. But even more significant than that is to recognize that the timber sales are fostered by the demands of the timber industry in Oregon. Oregon has a timber industry that contributes only 2% to the Oregon's GDP. However, the influence that the forest industry has is really outsized, and more to reflect the concern with climate change, the timber industry contributes the largest amount of any industry to carbon pollution in the state.
This is where the Free Mount Hood plan comes in. Free Mount Hood is a campaign that's geared towards changing the entire Mount Hood forest plan. Right now, there's a very outdated plan which gives specific purposes for all of the forest. It hasn't been updated in over 30 years, even though part of its original mandate was to be updated in 15-year increments. There's no mention of climate change right now in the management plan, and we want that to be a forefront. We want to change their priorities that reflect the current science that we have about climate change, as well as about restoration for air and watersheds, habitat. As climate change happens, there's going to need to be more and more specialized areas of habitat for all of the different animals, some of whom will be moving into this region. So the Free Mount Hood campaign is kind of a big picture thing to completely change the priorities of the forest plan itself. Instead of us continually fighting individual timber sales and other projects that come up to threaten Mount Hood National Forest, changing the whole forest management plan would help to completely change the way that these timber sales are even approached. And I believe that the Free Mount Hood campaign wouldn't be completely getting rid of all logging on public forest, but it would be significantly stepping up protections for all of the species that are there, especially protecting mature and old growth forest, protecting riparian areas, protecting recreational areas, and just making all of it reflect more the priorities of the public and to give the public more access.
Great. Well, we have about a minute left. This has gone really quickly. So zooming out, big picture, what else would you want to say about how people can get involved with BARC and mention, if you want, your ecology club and events coming up?
Well, I would go to the website, bark-out.org, and there are a number of activities that BARC is engaged in. We have the ecology club, which speaks on different topics at a session once a month. There is the BARC About, which, as Tara mentioned, we take trips out to the area to do ground truthing and see what is happening with the ecology out there. And we would really like people to join our project to create this campaign to have an impact. What I think is really important for us, this is a community resource. We need to have a vision that looks at how it's going to succeed to thrive in the next several generations, not just in terms of what we can get out of it now.
Those monthly BarkAbouts are on the second Sunday, and it's a great way to get involved with Bark for the first time.
Well, thank you so much, Camilo and Tara, for being here. We've been speaking with Camilo and Tara, who are two volunteers with the nonprofit watchdog organization, BARC. More information on BARC and their upcoming events at bark-out.org.